Everybody. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You know. And in case you don't know, and some of you are listening, we just got word a few minutes ago that Miss Aline Holmes went to be with the Lord. And we want you to pray. Mr. Sam, Miss Aline's had a rough week. Miss Aline got sick, put her in the hospital, and then Mr. Sam had a stroke. He was home and had a stroke and had to go to Louisville for 2 or 3 days, but he's doing well. Miss Aline got bad last night, and Pastor had went over this morning, and by the time he got there, she'd already gone to be with the Lord. But you know Mr. Sam and Miss Aline, they were like this together. And I want you to pray for him. You know, within a year, he's lost 2 brothers. And now his sweetheart, from the time they were in the 6th grade. And I know you've all heard the story. You've been around Miss Aline very much. She'd tell you that they were boyfriend and girlfriend from 6th grade. Knew they were going to get married one day. And they were sweethearts forever. Absolutely. So I don't. When I know anything, I'll put it on Facebook or send an email to you. And if you know of anybody that doesn't get any of those things, listen to the radio. I'm sure it'll be on the radio. But I'll let you all know as soon as I know anything. Okay? I don't know what they'll want. They may, you know, if they'll want us to have a dinner, we'll certainly be getting. There's my phone. Come here and get it. And that makes probably Pastor calling. And so just pray for them. We want to do what they need us to do to help them get through this, don't we? But God is good. At first, you know, our hearts are sad. But then I'm thinking, but she's with Jesus. You know, and so I have a word I want to read this morning. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 18, and I'd like for you to stand as I read the word this morning, please. It's a powerful word, and this is it's a Psalm of David, and he wrote this psalm when Saul was trying to find him, trying to get rid of him. Beginning with verse 28. For you will light my lamp, he's saying to the Lord. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you, I can run against the truth. Now, he was literally running against the truth. I can run against the truth, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Amen. And then I want to share this with you. This is a devotional I read this day, and it just kind of, it's one of those things that got me. It's not very long, but I want you to listen to this. You know, Pastor ministered last Sunday on sometimes we don't get to our real purpose because we don't do our purpose every day that we're supposed to be doing. It was an awesome sermon. But I want you to listen to this. It says, follow me. This is God talking to us, okay? Follow me one step at a time. That is all I require of you. In fact, that is the only way to move through this space or time world. You see huge mountains looming, and you start wondering how you're going to scale those heights. Well, meanwhile, because you're not looking where you're going, wait just a minute, you stumble on the easy path where I'm leading you now. As I help you get back on your feet, you tell me how worried you are about the cliffs up ahead. But you don't know what will happen today, much less tomorrow. Our path may take an abrupt turn, leading you away from those mountains. There may be an easier way up the mountains than is visible from this distance. If I do lead you up the cliffs, I will equip you thoroughly for the strenuous climb. I will even give my angels charge over you to preserve you in all your ways. So keep your mind on the present journey enjoying my presence. Walk by faith, not by sight, trusting me to open up the way before you. And I thought to myself, you know, we get so busy, concerned about those things in front of us, that we don't walk out today. It was kind of, I thought, you know, that's kind of like what Pastor taught last Sunday. Because we're so busy thinking about our purpose, but sometimes we're so busy thinking about the mountains that need to be moved that we don't live today. And God may be saying, I want you to take a curve here, and if you take this curve, it's a better path to over those mountains. And we don't hear him and we don't do it. Because we have to, what? Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Amen. Well, you know, I came this morning to celebrate the Lord. How about you? And I praise him. Mighty do I praise him. And I know that there are those that could not make it this morning. Some of them may be a little bit later. They may be waiting for some more of that snow to melt to get here. But you know what? We're here. Two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, and we're going to praise him. Amen. Church, mighty. Love that's never failing.
world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
Savior.
Because He's a risen King, Jesus looked at the disciples one day and He said, you know what? No longer are you servants. He said, I call you my friends. Amen. Hallelujah.
Who am I that you are?
Hallelujah. I know that all of you have already heard about Miss Aline, but I stopped by here. I talked to Mr. Sam on the phone a minute ago, and it was difficult. And I'm going to leave her in just a minute and go over, make sure he's okay. You know, it's like losing half of yourself for them. And been sweethearts since they were 10 years old. And together all the time. I just wanted to remind y'all, now, of course, don't know anything about any kind of arrangements. But I think that the church should plan a meal for the family and friends after. Okay, you already done that? Okay. Okay, and I don't know what else to say. I'm going to go on and...
Well, let's pray for you. You have the wisdom. Father God, I thank you for Jerry. And we thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit's the comforter.
Yes.
But Father God, his passion that you'll give Jerry the words just to sit with his friend and our, just like family, Father, just to be there. Doesn't have to necessarily have the words, but just knowing that he's there, Father God. And we just lift him up in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Come on, church, just worship God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what we do, this next song, we worship song, Breathe On Me, Breath of God. Love and life that makes me free. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fan the flame. Don't let your flame go dim, church. It's being in the presence of God that flame stays stirred up, okay? You know, you can come, and we want you here in church. But you know, we're not with you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You gotta stir it up. David said, I stir myself up being in the presence of God, amen? As we worship him this morning, I pray that you let the Holy Ghost do that for you. Stir you up. Breathe on me, breath of God, love and life that makes me free. Breathe on me, breath of God, fan the flame within me. My heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we don't come to church just to say we've been to church. We come together, Father God, to be with our brothers and sisters in the Lord and just to be in your presence. That you fill us and you restore us. Father God, you breathe on us anew in your presence. And we thank you so much, Father God. That's what we want to do. Just to breathe in your presence this morning. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship.
got to see yourself free. You got to see yourself forgiven. You got to forgive yourself. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Thank you. You may be seated, Pastor. Thank you, praise and worship team.
Check, check. Double check, cancel check. Bounce check. I cannot begin to imagine the sorrow in Brother Sam's heart today. If you remember nothing else, remember to lift our brother up in prayer. As we go to the Lord in prayer today, we have a request for prayer for Sue Sparks, who is having tests. Jim Hadley has knee surgery on Tuesday. I can sympathize. Dimple Buck for healing. Albert Burton for healing. Robert Turner and Donnie Turner for healing and salvation for Robert. Amy, Sean, Jetta, Kyle Thomas for protection through rough times. Mike Ballou for healing and clearing of the mind. Hattie Ramsey for healing, Frank Ramsey for healing, Megan Hall for help and guidance through rough times, Ernestine Lloyd for healing, she has Alzheimer's, Teresa Ballou for finding God and healing, Marianne Sullivan for healing, help with financial struggles, must be a struggle, I can't even get it out, Jamie Klein for healing of her eyesight. Looks like she has a rare disease and she's going blind. Alyssa, Aiden, Ava Klein, protection and healing. Anthony Lawhorn for salvation and guidance. Cody Lawhorn for healing of the mind and guidance. Loretta Lawhorn for guidance, healing, and salvation. Of course, all of our unsaved loved ones. Pat, her mother, pray for her mother. Bill Gray for healing and salvation. And Ricardo and Sadie are both down with this old Kentucky crud. And I heard that he was so sick that he couldn't even feed the horses Saturday, so he must be sick. So be in prayer for them as well. And again, pray that God will lead our pastor in being there for Sam. And sometimes that's all that you need to do or all you can do is just be there. I know that there are other needs in this church. And we want to thank our guests for being here today. Thank you for being here. How many of us have those unsaved loved ones? Of course we do. How many of us had needs that we think, well, you know, that's not really such a big deal. I mean, everybody deals with that. We have not because we ask not. So I want you to think right now, what is my need I need from the Lord? No matter how small it is. Remember, without God, if you get a paper cut, you could bleed to death. So God cares about the little things too. So what's your need today? What is your desire today? I want you right now just to think upon that thing and give it to the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. That, Lord, even in this snowy weather, Lord, that we are allowed to be here in the house of God, to come together to worship you and to praise you. And, Lord, despite the loss of our dear sister, we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We ask you to comfort all of us in this time of loss, especially our brother Sam. Be with all those who are affected by her loss. And Lord, we ask you, let this day not be like every other day. Let this day not be a day where all we think about is the Super Bowl and who wins and who loses. But Lord, let us walk out of here changed. Let us walk out of here different than when we came in this place. Let our vision be changed by your word. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for all you have done for this church and all you're going to do for this church. We praise you for the many things we take for granted. But Holy Spirit, come into this place. Fill it with your presence and glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We're going to be taking communion. We're going to go ahead and do that now. And because it's a small crowd, we'll probably do a single line, just kind of blend in with each other. Whatever you... Brother Danny's coming for that. But first, I want to read from Corinthians. Chapter 11. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." I want to stop there just for a second. Communion is a remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It is that a time that it's not grape juice and bread. It's not a time for a snack after breakfast. And it's not. It does not convert to his flesh and his blood, as some so believe. It is simply a tradition which we do in remembrance of that special sacrifice that was made for us. It is open to everyone. You don't have to be a member of this church, nor do you have to be anything other than willing to accept Christ as your Savior. I do say this. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, please don't partake of this communion. Now, for many, that may seem harsh. Let me read why. "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." In other words, you're dead. We sometimes get into a habit of doing things because it's a habit. It's a rut. You know what a rut is? A rut is a grave with the ends knocked out. We don't need that. We need to remember what this represents. So today, as we pray over this communion, I want everyone who's able, please stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for your most awesome sacrifice, that even in our pitiful state, you still loved us enough to give your body and your blood for our deliverance. We ask you today, Lord, be with us as we take this communion. Let us do it in a holy fashion in remembering you and your sacrifice. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you will, just come towards the middle. Did y'all see my fancy buttons?